This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this podcast. This is Ian from The Informer. It's Radiothon, a time that really matters to Joy, and your support of Joy matters. Imagine if there was no podcast from Joy. What a world that would be. We need your support. Head to joy.org.au and sign up.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine. Joy 94.9's longest running and flagship news current affairs show. Sorry about that.
Pull it together, mate.
An ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, and I pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities.
And a big thank you to Lindsay from Armidale, who has just taken out a membership.
Fantastic. Well, Lindsay,
welcome to the Joy family.
Joy family. And Lindsay, you go into the draw for the prize. And let me tell you, if you win it, you will be beside yourself. It is a fantastic prize, as are all the prizes in Radiothon this year. We are 25 years proud, Tass. 25 years.
We certainly are, Macca, and we had a great chat last week about where we were 25 years ago. Where were you?
A repo man or a chief executive officer of people living with HIV/AIDS. I can't quite think of the... Yeah.
I think it was the latter, actually.
Yeah? Mm. Yeah, at PLWHO? Mm,
I think so.
Which is now...
Living Positive Living Victoria. Positive.
Yeah. 25 years ago. Oh, my God. Jesus.
So, Macca, how was your week off?
Well, I just had some... it wasn't a week off. I had a lot of things on.
Are you saying that other things took priority over your joy commitments?
There was a clash.
There you go.
A clash of cultures, Tess.
A clash of cultures, even.
Mm, which is what we're actually experiencing now. Now, I've actually decided Pauline Hanson and her senator, we're now going to refer to them as Dunn Nation. They're done. Right. They're done.
Right.
Right? You know, what's the best way to become an independent senator? Simple. Get elected for One Nation and then... To use Pauline words, you stab me in the back. I'm just trying to help people. You stupid woman.
No, it's not fair, Macca. It's not fair.
Yeah, so Dunn Nation. There you go. Dunn Nation.
So what have been the hot issues that you've been dealing with during the week, Macca?
I've been thinking a lot about the upcoming national apology. As a result of the Royal Commission. Number one, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is going to deliver it, I believe, in Parliament.
22nd of October.
I do hope that he does ask Julia Gillard to be part of that. I must admit, I'm surprised. Not that Christian Porter, the Attorney General, has supported and advocated for the requirement for religious orders to report child sexual abuse, including where they are told about this or discover this in the confessional. What surprised me is that Malcolm Turnbull also supports that. And just think, during marriage equality, he said that religious freedom was more important to him than marriage equality. So he's actually sidelined religious freedom in this instance on the basis of protecting children against sexual abuse. I think it's significant, if you think about it.
Mm.
It means that marriage equality rates much further down the scale as an important issue than protecting children, which, as it should be, as it should be. But I was quite surprised that he took that position. I'm not sure yet what the Labor Party's official position is on this. I would hope it's the same. The Catholic Church is fighting this tooth and nail. And, of course, I just say to them, guys, stand on your record. And if you stand on your record, you should shut the fuck up.
Whoa. I think they are all topics that we want to explore in greater depth.
Yes.
And we will put our mind to identifying some key people that we can bring into the studio to yes. have an in-depth discussion.
So I think it's a really, this issue, and it's also happening around the world. The church call it breaking the seal of the confessional.
We call it telling the truth.
Well, I call it telling the truth. And actually, what is more important to you? What is more important to you? Protecting children from sexual abuse or maintaining the sanctity of the confessional and not requiring the priest to divulge or take any action if that priest becomes aware of child sexual abuse? I know which side of the argument I'm on.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.